The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends. This is Friday. It's July the 26th, and I'm talking to our next guest here before we came on. I said, how long has it been here since you've been here? Two or three months? He goes, no, it's been 9 months. I didn't realize that much time had gone by. John Baker, good to have you here, John.
It goes by in a hurry when you like what you do.
It does. John Baker is with us, Community Foundation of Central Missouri. Explain what that is.
Community Foundation is a wonderful opportunity for developing philanthropy here in Columbia and Central Missouri. We specialize in matching a donor to a cause which he or she cares about, creating some kind of permanent fund, preferably, that can then, for years and years to come, provide a revenue stream for charitable services, either things that we know about now or things that we don't know about, where we can have money that can be released in the future for a new need that shows up.
So how successful has the Community Foundation been?
Well, I think it's been pretty successful. When I took over a couple of years ago, we had 9 funds and about $250,000. Now we have $2.5 million and 45 funds. So we're doing relatively well.
$2.5 million right now?
45 different primary fund donors.
So how did you increase the funds so rapidly in a 2-year period?
I think it's because we offer a good product that has a lot of meaning for a lot of people. Our goal is not to fundraise in the classic sense of the term, but to friendraise and to increase the role of philanthropy in the community. So we offer a number of very effective and meaningful and helpful services to potential donors.
Okay,
and to donors.
Give me an example.
Well, we create permanent funds, for example. We can do what's called a donor-advised fund. That's our most popular kind of fund. It's where a donor can say, I want to be philanthropic. I want to establish a permanent fund. I will create it with this amount of money. And in my lifetime, I want to see how that money is spent. So I want to suggest how it is used for the rest of my life. So the donor has advice about how that fund is used. Thus, it's called a donor-advised fund. And unless the donor wants to do something that's illegal or inappropriate, we will almost always say, yes, we will do what you say.
So when the donor donates a certain amount of money, they have say-so on how it is spent.
For example, let's just use you.
Okay.
You haven't done this yet, but let me consider this a little sales pitch. We could create the Paul Pepper Charitable Fund. Mm-hmm. You could put money into that fund, and it would be invested on your behalf, and then you could be the one to decide, for as long as you lived, how that money is used charitably. It has to be distributed to a 501c3 organization, mm-hmm, or subdivision of the government, research, education, that kind of thing.
So you've got to hear in parentheses, transfer of wealth.
Yes, that's a new thing that we have just done. We helped commission a transfer of wealth study for the state of Missouri. We wanted to know how much wealth is currently in Missouri, how much of that is in the process of transferring. Right now, the builder generation, these were the men and women that came back or started their careers after World War II. They created a very large wealth bubble that did not exist before their very hard work and disciplined careers in America.
They're called the builder generation?
The builders.
Okay.
And then their children were the boomers.
Okay.
And so they're transferring this wealth from one generation to the next.
From the builders to the boomers. Okay.
And this has been going on now about for a decade or so. But attention is now being placed on this because there's been an awareness of how much money is transferring from one generation to the next and whether or not these builders who work so hard to create this wealth, if that money is being used really in the way that they would like in their communities.
By the boomers.
Well, just the way that they would like in their communities. A few things are happening. First of all, people are getting more mobile. So these builders who often grew up in the same community and in the same county and in the same state, they were children of parents who also grew up, many of them, in those same communities and counties and states. And that money, as it changed hands from one generation to the next, pretty well stayed in those communities. Mm-hmm. But what's happening now is that people are moving away. Younger people are not staying in those same counties. But the parents are still doing the same inheritance transfer process. And so the money basically is leaving the communities to go where the children are now living. Mm-hmm. And once that wealth leaves a county or leaves a community, seldom ever does it come back. So we wanted to study the state of Missouri and every county in Missouri to get a gauge as to how much wealth is there right now, how much is in the process of transferring. We have two dates we're looking at, what's called the 10-year transfer of wealth. We look at from 2010 to 2020 as one marker point, and then from 2010 to 2060, that's called the 50-year transfer of wealth.
So what are you finding?
What we're finding is that in Missouri alone, in the United States, there's $75 trillion in the process of transferring. $75 trillion. Missouri's share of that is $1.5 trillion in the next 50 years. Around $135 billion in the next 10 years.
This is mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling.
Yeah.
In Boone County, the 10-year transfer is $3.14 billion.
Just in Boone County.
Right. Now, let me explain what that means. Let's say that there's $3.14 billion transferring. The goal of our transfer of wealth study is to get people who own this money, estates larger or smaller. An estate is anything from $500, you know, to $500 million, mm-hmm. whatever we're talking here. But if we can get people who have estates to think about donating 5% of that to charity, and so that that money could be invested so that it earns, if we could get 5% of all those estates and invest it, we could then distribute 5% of those estates for charitable service basically forever. Let me put some numbers to that. In Boone County, 10 years, $3.14 billion is going to transfer. If we could get 5% of that given to charity, that's $157 million. If that could then be invested and 5% of that turned over to charity every year, that would be $7.7 or almost $8 million of charitable donations just in Boone County alone.
Yeah.
It's pretty
so when you think of that just in Boone County and then you put in the rest of the counties in our state.
Right.
And the rest of the states in the country, that's a lot of money.
It is. $75 trillion total
is,
in 50 years.
Is a community foundation, is it available all over the United States, or is this something that is unique to our area?
There are 10 community foundations in the state of Missouri, and we are the only one right now in central Missouri. Okay. And our service area is everywhere from Adair County up north to Cole County south of us, west to Cooper, and east to Callaway. Mm-hmm. So this 10-county area is where we call our home, but our office and our main work is here in Columbia.
If people want more information about this, they want to contact you, what's the best way to do it?
Call me at 573-817-5027 or go to our website, which is www.cfcmfoundation.org. We have a great new page about the transfer of wealth and an excellent new video. It's 3 minutes and 14 seconds. But click on that.
You got
it
down pat. All right, John Baker, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Pleasure having you on. All right. Tomorrow, Food Bank and Bradford Farms are topics. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rich Polzine, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If there's something you'd like to hear or see, drop me an email. I'd love to hear from you. Pepper P at missouri.edu. Thank you. Bye-bye.